Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven would be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 of them were wise. The foolish ones then, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them. But the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom! Come out and meet him!" All those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for all of us. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they were off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him, and the doors were locked. Afterwards, the virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening,
God. How are you this evening?
Great.
Good. And this is between a woman and the doctor. Doctor told to one of the women, "Your husband needs rest and peace. Here are some sleeping pills." Then the woman asked the doctor, "When must I give them to him?" Then the doctor told her, "They are for you." You need to be very alert. If you're not alert, you are missing so much. Today, the three readings delivered a beautiful fatherly message to us in two ways. The first way is the usual warnings about preparation for the end of our own world, the end of our own time, and our passage to another world. Means the readings challenge us to check whether we are ready for these events and how we are preparing for them. And the second way is, through these readings, the Lord is calling us all to be wise in the management of our own spiritual lives. So these readings are very, very important for our life. Everyday readings speaks about something. Every day something special, especially on Sundays, more special readings we will have. And today's readings are really very, very important to think, to meditate on our own life. In the first reading, we heard about the knowledge. Don't go to the pagan knowledge. You will fail. Come to me. I will provide the knowledge to understand on your own life. Don't seek anywhere. Seek in me. I will provide you the necessary knowledge to get ready your life to enter into the eternal life. So this is the message that we hear from today's readings. So we know in Jesus' preaching, he used many parables, stories, incidents, daily situations that happens in the Palestine. He used those incidents in his preaching, in his teaching, so that people may easily understand what Jesus is teaching to them. That's why the teachers, they will make a small stories to the children so that they may understand clearly about what she or he is teaching. So, through parables, Jesus wants people to know the truth about their commitment to God. Jesus' preaching is not a simple thing. That is not for fun or not for time pass. Jesus' preachings always teach the truth about our commitment to God. How you are. How you committed your life to your God. So, in all the teachings of Jesus, he invites us to take a decision whether to change our life or not. In every preaching, in every teaching, Jesus always looks people whether they are taking the decision to commit their life a new way. So in today's parable, we heard about 10 virgins. Jesus took this parable because it happens in the life of Jewish society. He took the 10 virgins. And this thing happens in the life of the Jewish people, Jewish community in Palestine. Since a wedding was a great occasion, the whole village lined up at the sides of the road to wish God's blessing on the bride being taken in procession by her groom to her new home. That is the respect the people give. When two people are married, all the people will line up and they wish, hey, God bless you, God bless you. Have a nice time, have a good time. The invited ones would join the procession, which started from the bride's house and moved to the groom's house to take part in the week-long celebration of the marriage. All the invited guests, including the 10 virgins, they are given more importance in wedding feast because they are the torch bearers. No one knows when the bridegroom will come. So they need to be very active and they need to be very responsible to light their lamps when the bridegroom comes. So, In today's parable, we heard about the 10 virgins. These 10 were divided into two groups. 5 are foolish virgins, and 5 are wise virgins. So these two groups were invited for the marriage function and given more important responsibility to bear torch, to bear the light. Here the foolish virgins who took the lamb but forgot to take the extra oil with them. The wise ones, on the other hand, remembered to take extra oil, for they realized that their celebration would last long through the night. So, as the bridegroom was delayed in coming, they dozed off and fell asleep. So what happened? Everyone is dressed and nicely sleeping. Suddenly what happened? But there was a call at midnight to meet the bridegroom, and the foolish ones recognized their mistake. They then unsuccessfully tried to borrow oil and finally had to go in search of merchants for their purchase. Foolish. That is the foolishness. When the bridegroom is arriving, these virgins must be ready with the torch light. But they took, we don't know when he comes, no problem. But they failed. Meantime, the bridegroom arrived and the foolish ones lost their opportunity to join the festivities. This is what happened to these two groups of women. And what is the meaning of this parable? Why Jesus gave this 10 virgins parable? The meaning is very simple. Here, Jesus tells his followers the supreme need of vigilance and watchfulness when he comes second time for the judgment. Be vigilant and be watchful. I will come again. I will come again to judge you. Before his death, Jesus is clearly giving his message that he will come again. That's why you need to be vigilant and watchfulness. This is the message we receive from this parable. So, Jesus himself told us that the Son of Man will come back on the last day to judge the living and the dead. How and when that will be, we do not know. No one knows when Jesus comes. We need to be ready. But today's parable gives us the hope and tells us to prepare for the end by following the example of the wise virgins. The wise virgins, they know what happens in the marriage celebration. So many things will take place. So they are ready with the extra oil. They are the wise ones. And we need to be like them. We need to be watchful and we need to be aware of the second coming of Jesus. No one can say yes to Christ on our behalf. Yes, Jesus, I know him. You cannot be witness at the time. You must be witness to Jesus. I am the one who is waiting for you. I am the one who is longing for you. Each individual person must be a witness to himself in front of Jesus. So, the Lord's response to those unprepared will be harsh. The unprepared people's life will be very harsh at the end. What Jesus says, I do not know you. I do not know you, who you are. This must never happen to us. That's why be vigilant, be wise, be aware. As we draw close to the end of the liturgical year, we are coming closer to the end of liturgical year, yay. With the Advent season, we begin year, liturgical year B. When we finish B, we begin liturgical year C. The readings are divided in three ways, A, B, C. So, the church, through the gospel, invites us to contemplate the end of our lives and the end of the world. At the end of the year, the church, the Word of God, speaks to us about the end of our life and end of the world. The way to prepare for the end is not to live in fear and anxiety, but with hope and expectation for the coming of the Lord. Do not be worried. Do not be anxious about what is going to happen. If you are not ready, you will be anxious. And if you are ready to face Jesus, nothing is going to happen. Everything will be fine. And Jesus will say, you are my son. You are my daughter. That is how we need to prepare ourselves. We need to be vigilant and we need to be watchfulness about our life. It is individual life, not community life. I cannot be witness to you. You must be witness to your life. When you are ready on the last day, when Jesus comes, he will freely take you into his heavenly kingdom. So, are you ready for the second coming of Jesus? Question for you. Are you ready? Yeah, I think so many are ready. Maybe one or two like me. Not ready. We are all good people. We are all called children of God. So many saints are among you. So many saints are among you. You are nice and sweet in the sight of Jesus. Let us keep up our goodness and let us be a good friend to Jesus.